Hello, I'm Brenda Johima, and welcome to The Creative Nudge. This is episode one of my new podcast where I share my thoughts, personal creative life journey, as well as interviews with super cool people about creativity and the creative process. Life is a blank canvas. Fill it with color. Creativity is a way of life. It is not just about doing things and making things. Creativity is a way of being, a way of thinking, a way of living and breathing, and a way of moving through your world on a day-to-day basis. So why do we need another creativity podcast when there's probably millions of them out there, hundreds of thousands anyway, I'm guessing? Well, I think I've got my own take on it. As long as I can remember back, I've been on a creative adventure. Back to being a little girl, making up my own cartoons. I started out with tracing cartoon till I felt I got good enough, and then I would make up my own cartoons drawing. As an adult, I've done everything from being a musician, a singer, a professional music therapist, a public speaker, graphic designer, logo designer, web designer, social media person, content creator. What else have I done? Right now I'm doing audio and using my voice, back to using my voice, not as a singer, but as a singer creating a new audio project. I've also been a photographer and still very active creating photography and iPhone photography. Pretty much everything I can think of has, and also a visual painter, an artist as well. Pretty much everything I have done has been in the realm of creativity. And whenever I move away from that creative realm, I'm not happy. So there's definitely for me a correlation between happiness and staying immersed in the creative process. I've got some really cool people I'm going to be interviewing coming up. Experts, I would say, experts in the field of creativity and certainly in the creative process. And my favorite place to be in the creative process is in the unknown, in the mystery of it, in what is not knowable. And how can these people describe that which cannot be known, maybe called being in flow? So that will be coming up, which is pretty exciting. But a little bit about me. I wanted to share just to open my first day, episode one, The Creative Nudge. And I'm really looking forward to this. It's going to be really exciting. And I look forward to sharing more with you and having an option for you to come in and chat with me via the Anchor app, which I think is pretty cool, which is how I'm using to publish The Creative Nudge at this time. So thanks for listening to episode one. Stay tuned. Remember that every single person is creative. We live in a world at least in North America, where unfortunately some of us learn to believe that we aren't creative. I used to hear this all the time. I'm not creative. And it's simply not true. There are many cultures around the world where everybody is born a dancer. They're born a drummer. They're born a singer, a poet, a writer. It just is a way of life. So how is it that some of us in North America, not all of us, if you have been blessed with parents or teachers who have inspired and encouraged your creative being, then I applaud you and them. Keep going. However, that's not always the norm. Many, many of us have been squashed by teachers, post-secondary, secondary, and elementary school teachers, siblings, family members, colleagues, friends, to discourage that part of us that is creative. But I believe it's all there. It's all there just waiting for you to tap into it, to use it, and to share it with the world. So that's what I'm doing here for today, getting back to sharing my beliefs and my thoughts around creativity. Thanks for listening to episode one. This is Brenda Johima signing out from Vancouver Island, all with The Creative Nudge.